Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
53 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
51 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
50 degrees.
Here is NHEHP, NA Gecko Henry Papa.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
53 degrees.
NHEHP. Norway 8 Echo Henry Papa.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
60 degrees.
KFAEOR for a radio check.
Sounding good here in Lapeer, WAYRC.
WARC, KFAEOR, yeah, I'm up here in Columbiaville. I just was traveling the station. I wanted to, my mobile, I just wanted to do a quick radio check, see how we're doing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. We had repeaters at a temporary location, so people are in or out, but you're not doing too bad. So I'm here at our club meeting. We have no club meeting, but we're putting up some 85-inch TVs for the club meeting, so 73, have a good day. WAYRC.
Okay, I believe this is Mike. Thank you, Mike. This is Todd. Thank you very much. 73.
You sound terrible, Todd. No, just kidding. Have a good day. 73. WRO. Good morning, Wally.
Give me a second here. I just take a panda. Hey, go ahead.
I heard something about you had to take care of puppy this morning.
Last night, didn't get home till 1:30. He's still in the hospital. We're not sure what happened. I mean, she's 10, almost 11 years old, but we were taking her for a walk, and then all of a sudden she just collapsed. So, the animal hospital in Mount Clemens area was too busy, and they only had one doctor. He was tied up in some sort of surgical procedure. So we ended up taking her to Rochester. They got a beautiful freaking animal hospital there if you ever need one, but better bring your wallet and somebody else's, but it's like a hospital back there. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear there was a need for that, but it's good that you found that alternative spot. We've had that happen in the family before, too, where it wasn't available.
Yeah, well, it's off Auburn Road, right to Road and Auburn Road if you ever need it. It's expensive, but I am telling you what, there's always two doctors on staff, and they had her back in, like, basically a hospital-type thing, and, you know, it looked exactly like a people hospital. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like they had one table there with two, I guess, nurses or animal technicians, and another table over there with a nurse and a doctor, and, I mean, and they were watching all the dogs. It was pretty impressive. So hopefully she pulls through this. They're not sure what's wrong with her yet, but they're pumping her full of fluids, so they think it might be pancreas, but they're not sure. They did scan her, you know, ran her through a body scan. They said they didn't see any cancer, any lumps or masses or anything else like that. So some of that sounds pretty good. But, I was shocked how much it was, but then I got looking around and I saw how much money they had in this. I mean, they had complete labs. There's another wing attached to the place, okay? They had a cardiac wing for dogs, okay? And they also had the eye doctor for dogs in this place. They could actually do cataract surgery on dogs here.
It does sound almost like a people hospital. Yeah, currently, I am petless up here in Richmond. However, there's a family member in Eden Rapids that has two Boston Terriers, and her blue heeler did just pass. And it was the same situation as that. It was an emergency, and they took her in, and it's like, we can't get to her. We're about ready to close, so they had to find an alternative source. But, yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have any doggies or not, but if you ever need one, that place in Rochester, it was worth the trip, you know. So plus, it was late at night. It was like 10 o'clock, so going across Hall Road was a breeze. So I got her there pretty quick. And they looked, took one look at her and grabbed her and took her right back to the emergency room. So that's pretty good. So I can't complain about the service. And they did call me this morning with an update.
Okay, sir. Sounds good. I'm glad it's being taken care of at least, and it's not worse news than that.
I wish you luck with that.
Yeah, me too, thank you. So, yeah, she's been with me a while. She was my, you know, kind of story with her, she was my late wife's dog. And back she died, it took this dog like 6 months to decide to me. Because she kept looking at the door, kept looking at the window, you know, blah, 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 and everything else like that. So then all of a sudden she became my dog, you know, not just, you know, physically, but, you know, emotionally. And she followed me around every step I made because she was worried about somebody else leaving her. So I've got quite an attachment to this little thing. She weighs a whole 10 pounds.
Totally can relate to that. Our family dog here, I am petless now, but
good
it was
morning.
We had a Boston Terrier when the kids were home. And, yeah, she kind of went everywhere with us. We rented a Class D, went up a kind of a circle tour of the UP. And, of course, naturally, she came with us and just part of the family. You know, I know how that is. And Boston Terriers like to sleep in the same bed and snuggle down. I don't know how they breathe under the covers like that, but that's what they like to do. They're just like little humans out in the backyard, just running around, and you use a little rope on the tree, just hanging on a rope like Tarzan. It was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. You still got that dog with you, or has she moved on, or he moved on?
Yeah, no. Her name was Daisy May, and Daisy May passed quite some time ago, actually. But so the one family member at Eden Rapids, you know, we had the experience with Bostons, so she ends up having two Bostons now. So a little different in size and a little different in coloring than the true black and white purebred we had. But nevertheless, they're up to the same antics. So it's kind of fun to watch them.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I said, Stella, which is Marion's dog, you know, she got away. She saw another dog. So then we were like paying all sorts of attention to Stella, trying to get her to come back. I mean, she couldn't have gotten to the other dog. She was messed in, so there's no way she could have, you know, made it to the other dog. But nonetheless, and then all of a sudden we looked and mine collapsed, laying on the ground with her paw up. I'm thinking, okay, she got bit by something, you know, because she was favoring one paw. But whatever, it is what it is. On a radio note, I did get one of the Handy Talkies programmed yesterday, so I do have a template of all the Macomb County RPFC radios. So I do have a Motorola zone programmed with all their stuff in it, and I'm going to have to find out what they want to use to communicate internally, or if we could just use one of their channels.
Understood. I understand one of the members, Bill, is the one that is going to need to borrow a radio. Just check here, because you're more versed at it than I am. Is it absolutely required that he have a DMR ID?
Yes, it is. If he uses a repeater that's connected to Brandmeister, which I don't believe their portable repeater is. I think it's standalone. I do know a guy, you know, Phil, ABPR. He knows a lot about it. He used to be really actively involved in it, and then he had some health issues that he tries to avoid crowds now. You know, he goes out to dinner and breakfast and lunch and all the other stuff with all of us and things like that, but, you know, these massive crowds he tries to avoid, which is understandable. I would, too. So he was telling me all about it. But if he talks on anything that's connected, he does need a DMR ID. And they're easy to get. Just go to the DMR ID. Just Google search DMR ID, and you'll have one within 10 minutes.
Okay, that was my thought exactly. I could turn the boss down. He's dispatching again today. He gave me a roster of who's going, so I know it's Bill. And Bill, I did a roster for the club, and I gave it to Dave. And, you know, eventually you'll get a copy too. Everyone with a DMR ID. The one that is deploying with you guys that doesn't is KAWA. And so I think we're going to have to get word to Dave or word to Bill directly. And I understand how simple it is. Just get on there and get the number, because that's going to have to be programmed in the radio that he borrows, correct?
It doesn't have to, but what's nice about it is when he keys up, it will show on your remote display who he is. So that's what's really, really nice. So, you know, just like the days of your previous career, when somebody keyed, you didn't have to listen. You just look at your display. DMR does the same thing. So I key, if you have it programmed in your contacts, 32 or 4579, it will say, WABD-Wally, okay? Or if you don't have it programmed, it will say all my digits. So realistically, I heard somebody call, who was it? You could just look at your radio and see, oh, Wally, you know, call me. So that's what's really nice about that. And also the same digits are used for P25. So if you ever wanted to get into the P25 end of things, because those radios are starting to come down a little bit, same thing. It'll show, it shows the number, although P25 has nothing to do with Brandmeister. But it's Brandmeister that it gets a little fussy about using their repeaters and not having a DMRT. And also, if you ever does want to get into it, and he wants to talk to, let's say, I don't care, China, Brandmeister won't allow him to use their network without a true DMR ID number. So, like I said, it costs nothing. It really doesn't mean anything. And it's about a five-minute application, 810, where they verify that, I forget, WB, whatever you said his call was. It just verifies he is a legit ham with technician or better credentials.
Okay, that was about what I thought, because I am programming mine, and in my APX wannabe thing, you're allowed to put in actually four, and of course you pick whichever one you're going to use, but you can have four stored in it. So I think that's a little different than Motorola, but my understanding, it's not too hard to, well, I don't know, Motorola, you might have to think ahead of time who's going to be using this radio if we're getting it right. And interesting enough, out of the 30 members, most of them do have DMR IDs. Three of them have double. They have two DMR IDs. So I'm sure they can use whichever one they want.
Yeah, I think Sean has a couple. But like some of them, when they build up their own node, and put it out there commercially, they give it a separate node. So if Sean had that one, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, he's got two or three different ones. But, if you're actually talking to him, or if you're coming in on a PiStar, or whatever they're calling it nowadays, if you're coming in on PiStar, that way, it doesn't get confused. So that's the reason why some of them have. It usually means that they have something to do with owning a repeater that's on the digital network.
Okay, copied and all that. And just to recap, for the crews, and just the crews alone right now focusing, assuming the mobile DMR repeater is not Brandmeister, could we just program 1, 2, 3 for this one radio?
Yeah, or just make one up, so everybody knows it's him. So, tell him to make up a number, as long as it's not there. So, something that, because we'll need a sheet. Okay, so, let's say you call him 99959 or something like that. So when you see it, 99959 means, I think you said his name was Bill. Oh, that's Bill.
Correct. I will end up making a sheet for you for deployment like that. We'll just pencil in whatever his ends up being. But actually, I guess Paul would be programming those radios, so he's probably gonna be thinking about this as well and having to put in a number, temporary number, just for this deployment. I understand it's pretty easy. We should just have all our members go ahead and get one, just so we can put it down on the chart here.
I just got a text that said I'm going to get arrested. Says that I have an unpaid traffic violation.
I don't understand. Rumor has it you're a good driver.
Also, I didn't think they texted telling you that they were just come get you. Whatever. It's just amazing the schemes these people do nowadays. Anyway, so yeah, back at that. Yeah, we make a list and we can do that. And Sean said something I might have to help do some of those too, because there's so many, you know. And well, that's not a problem. You know, and I'd like to get it so everybody can carry just one radio. So all of these DMRs for that short of distance will be fine. And then, you've got a DMR radio, correct?
Correct. You actually checked me out on it, remember, to get the T-shirt for the Level 2. It is that DM32 UV Bofang, so there you go. I consider it entry level. But nevertheless, it is DMR, and I was thinking about going ahead and programming it and just having it as an extra, but I could program four DMR numbers in it to, you know, be totally kosher, I guess. But then again, maybe we won't bother with it. As long as they got enough radios to go around. Dave said he told Oakland he might bring some loaners. But that begs the question, loaners, and then what the DMR ID, back to square one, what's going to be in there, 1, 2, 3, I guess, or like you said, just a made-up number. I appreciate the knowledge on the relationship of the DMR ID, and like, it's not a call sign. It's not like transmitting without a call sign, put it that way. It's not quite that bad.
And I had heard from a very person more knowledgeable than me, the only person that really gives a crap is the Brandmeister people. So if it's not hooked up to Brandmeister, I don't think anybody cares. So I would be surprised if their mobile repeater is hooked up to Brandmeister. So, which is going to be the primary one. Also, if you're programming it, on that list, that 20-whatever was, that frequency list, those bottom two frequencies, okay, I can hit that repeater from inside my house with a freaking handy-talkie. I don't know where that is or how high that is or what have you, but that thing is a freaking powerhouse. And if it's over there, which I'm sure it's somewhere in Oakland County, that repeater is just over the top nice.
All right, I see it. 63 ARPIS 1 and 2. It says it might be in Pontiac, apparently, so that's interesting. When I get the program done, I'll have to give it a try myself.
Yeah, see if you can hit it, because I'm in, you know where I'm at, you know, radio hellhole, and doesn't cover squat, and sprinklers are on. That's nice. It's not going to be rain for a couple days. Anyways, it's amazing I can hit it from inside this house with just a little Motorola XTR. Just unreal. So I guess over there it's going to be real good. But I programmed one, and I'm going to be driving around next week. I got to go to the west side of the county, so I figured I'll just drive another couple, 3 miles and drive up and down Woodward and see how the coverage is. But not a handy talkie, but I'm sure it's going to be fine if I can hit it from here.
Okay, appreciate the information on that. I know exactly what DMR ID relationship is now, and thanks for the 101. So I think I'm going to get back at it. You have a good day, Wally, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. NAWRO, after you.
There you go. Yeah, that's stuff I care about. You know, if I care about it, I study it so hard. I mean, I want to be level 5 on something that I care about. So that's kind of stuff that I care about. So that's why I research it all to death and listen to everything everybody says. I don't challenge anybody about it once. I always listen to it and I go, why are they saying that? So very good. All right, you take care, Tim. WAPD, pleasure chatting. And this is on my little tape radio.
Great signal as always on that thing. This is NAWRO. Have a good one.
KLLC monitoring. KLLC monitoring.
Tim, you still there? WADD. WRO, WADD.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 71 degrees.
KAEO Mobile 8 monitoring 33.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees.
WFSM test VHF 1.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees.
VHF test 12345 WFSM.
NHWCV, NHWCV, this is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening. This is NHWCV. Well, day number 3 is down, and everything's all right there. Just considering your tax this morning, how did work go today?
We were just nonstop today. Just couldn't catch a break. Thankfully, I'm done, and I'm doing phones tomorrow, and then I'm off.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees.
Well, that's a good thing. Hopefully, there won't be a lot of phone traffic tomorrow. Yeah, those sounded like it was one of those days today. Sterling was kind of busy on the station too at times. Can't catch a break there. Can't seem to get caught up, or when you get caught up, it just starts falling apart again. But hey, you're on your way home. Head north.
Yeah, actually, I'm heading to a graduation party. Leo and the kids are already there. One of Vicky's kids graduating, so we're graduated, and so we're heading there. Or I'm heading there to get some dinner and then head home.
Oh, okay. Great. Congratulations to them, and that. In that light, graduating in that, and hey, get a free dinner, and get to enjoy some family time there, or extended family. So, glad for you in that way.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, glad to be out of work. How was your guys' day?
Yes, I don't blame you for being glad to be out of work there. Actually, what picture is saying about today? We're doing pretty good here. Not a whole lot. More of those sit-down type of days. Like I say, looked over some of the materials you sent. Got the code there, conduct printed out. Get that taken care of. But worked on trying to get that VMR, that program there, and Thrive was just said yesterday that didn't work, and the other download didn't work either, so, oh well, that's all right, all good, but other than that, just catching up on things, on some of the emails, but other than that, we're planning on another barbecue tonight, burgers tonight.
Hey, that sounds yummy. That sounds really good. Yeah, I'll just bring over one of the cores. Maybe it's your programming cable. I've got a cable that you can try and see if that works.
Whenever, you know, I don't get it. I mean, everything works with Chirp, but like I say, maybe it's just the radio and the cable, and I don't get even the YT program. It said it could download that file with a zip drive, and I'm scratching my head, but oh well, that's how it goes there, but at least we tried.
Yeah, we'll give it something to try. We'll figure something out and get it working.
Yes, indeed. Just, like I say, looking over a lot of stuff here, a little bit more detailed. I've kind of glanced at it. At least got the chance to download some of the documents and look over some of the stuff that pertains to the Dream Cruise and the Code of Conduct and various things like that today. So I'm glad to get that type of an opportunity. Those sit-down days are good once in a while to catch up on stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I know usually Monday and Wednesdays are my RPSC days, the days that I sit down and make phone calls and emails, and I'll do some RPSC stuff, but I just did a little bit last night, so we'll see. We've got about... five people going this time. Had a person drop out. They couldn't make it, but it's all good. Not a big deal. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you just gotta work with what you can and take it a step at a time. Take it from there and make it work there and do the best you can. You know, we're helping out an agency, and you know, you've got to meet the people that you can make. That's what's there, and just be glad that you know, the group that's going is going and helping out there. It's a good experience.
Yeah, for sure. It is nice, and you know, I'm looking forward to working with a couple of guys there, and they're excited about it just as much as I am, and you know, so it's gonna be fun. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. Have you down there hitting the old stomping grounds there from yesteryear. I'll be interested to see how things have changed. You know, taking some trips. They have, you know, those people that kind of drive around and go through the streets and cities and roads, you know, on YouTube. And it's interesting to see how some things have changed and some things that have not changed. You know, they're still the same. So that'll be interesting in that way.
Yeah, I've got Mike on picture duty, so he's going to be taking some pictures, and we'll get some up on Facebook, and we might do some videos and stuff like that, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's true as well. The videos are good. Like I say, social media is place to go with it and advertise. You know, I looked through Facebook today at some of the ham radio floppies. Slot meets, and I saw, you know, Lutica had a couple of posts there, either, you know, the Lark in the Park, and again, it's just neat to see pictures, see the setups, and it's interest on ham radio and draw, you know, other people toward that interest, too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It'll be good. Got some homeschool groups I'm going to try to reach out to here this fall. There's one out in Shelby and a couple others that are local that I'm going to try to reach out to and see if we get some teams involved and go from there.
And it's going to be CB. That's a great idea. Again, there's homeschool groups, high school groups that have an interest in amateur radio, and kids learn and they grow in the hobby. It gives, like I say, it gives them stuff to do, gets them off the cell phones, the Hollywood stuff, and gets them into something constructive to do, and being able to talk around the world or the technology constructively in that way. That's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I'm hoping it works out. Let's give it a try and go from there. Trying to get some younger guys involved as well, and younger community. Trying to cater to that aspect of things and get some of these young guys and gals involved.
I agree. Well, good luck in that. Hope things work out, and it might open another avenue again, whether it's ham radio, whether it's dispatch or emergency communications, and again, the technology that's involved, more than just Facebook and text messaging and that, like I say, using it with ham radio and taking the technology from there, learning and growing in that way.
Yeah, for sure. And even, the volunteer aspect of it, to promote volunteering and community service and stuff, that's important. It really is. Okay, Wayne.
Yes, that's it. Again, as we've talked, it's not a lot of volunteering that goes on today. It's a small investment, instead of going to college, spending a lot of money in college or training, and then discover, hey, I don't want to do this. It's pretty inexpensive way. You're given some time. It's civic duty to your country, your state, your area here. And there's just a lot of good aspects that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we'll see what happens. At least give it a try and go from there. Either way, it'll be good. It'll be good advertising, good chances, good opportunity to try to get out there. And so we got Tammy's been working on postcards for new hams and advertising that way. So I appreciate him and his hard work and his dedication to doing that. It's pretty awesome to see
the group of guys that we have together, they're just as excited about ham radio and excited to grow this team as much as I am. And we all work very well together, I think. So it's pretty cool.
Now the postcard, that again, that sounds like again a great idea. Again, something to hand out. I'm sure has some basic information or points in the right direction to a website and that. And I like that idea too. Again, just it's little things like that that. Try it out and see, and again, it's one of those things that goes a long way.
Yeah, it does for sure. He's done a good job on it. A lot of good information in there. He's found a way to where he collects the database of brand new hams, and they're local. It's not something that we're sending them all over the place. It's local hams here within Macomb County, and he sends it out, and hopefully we get some bites.
Wow, absolutely, absolutely. I like the idea. That's very creative, and it's an inexpensive way to do that, or again, if someone is willing to give time like that and to create and to put put the pieces together and make it move, that's good stuff. I like it.
Yes, we got some very talented guys on our team. I think good thinkers and. Everybody from Sean all the way up to Tim and Paul and Mike, Wally. These guys are smart guys, and definitely appreciate them. Definitely looking forward to seeing good results and good things happen. And it's not just one person. It's a group and a team, and so it's pretty cool.
NAWCB. In fact, I looked at that too. I went to that, I believe it's Red, that program you sent me a while back, and you sent me an email about too here a couple weeks ago. And so I went through that a little bit more today, and just looking at the list, it's like, my goodness, group that's working in that, the other guys are coming from like, man, alive. This is pretty neat to see. It's very encouraging.
Oh, it is. It's cool too, because it's like we got guys that, like John, he's a newer member, and then Joe. He's another newer guy. And, these guys are smart. They know what they're doing. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see everybody has a task and a goal, and to get the team growing and working and being available for Macomb County and the communities here in Macomb County.
Yes, indeed. That's good. Again, I think that's great. You've got some guys that have been around a long time, and they can add some knowledge to it. That might not be AEC or that type of the leadership group, but they can offer experience and wisdom in the hobby and experience in the past with the group. So again, it's a good thing.
Indeed, I'm glad. So, Well, Dad, I am Dustin. I'm going to hop out and grab some food and meet up with the family, relax tonight. It was a busy day, but appreciate you coming along and the good conversation. Hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your barbecue, enjoy the burgers, and hopefully get to talk tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Get ready to fire up the grill here in a few minutes. But hey, you got your own grand party to go to there, family and friends there. And again, wish the graduate there congratulations, and tell your family hello, and like I say, enjoy some food, fellowship, and at least you kind of unwind before you head home. But like I said, tell the family hello, and thanks for the ride along tonight, good conversation, and we'll have to do this again tomorrow. 70 degrees in the 80s, you and the family, NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad, sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk tomorrow. 73s and 88 to your mom, KAYNU, clear.
KE4ZYQ, I want to be adopted. Just kidding. You guys take care. Have a good night.
Joe, 73,
say,
hope you have a good evening. NAWCB is clear. Take care, Joe.
Yep, I appreciate it. Yeah, just sitting down watching the news and listening to the radio and eating dinner. So couldn't help but overhear a little bit of the conversation, nothing major. But like I said, I wanted to be adopted. I need a father. I wouldn't hurt to have another brother. I only got one left. But anyhow, you guys have a good evening. And enjoy the rest of the weekend and the week to come. KE4ZYQ, clear. And eating dinner.
KCHELQ.
I don't.
The, Eddie, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1, 1-2-3-4-5, can you hear me over here, Paul?
Yeah, well, Helen, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you. Here's me keyed on both 800 and VHF, 1-2-3-4-5, you got no audio on the output?
KE4ZYQ, monitoring if you need a third opinion or a second opinion.
No, we're good, thank you. All right, Paul, you should see, you got audio now. Okay, here's me, 1-2-3-4-5, the ball with VHF 800. So I'm feeding them both, so you should hear me, you got audio on the output, 1-2-3-4-5.
KZ80LQ. Are you hearing me, Dan?
Test. 88MS. Test. ADMS, clear. 88MS, KE4ZYQ, over here in Clinton Township. Signal is 5960, over.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees.
Hello, this is KE8RBN.
This is KBRN.
And Henry. trying to see if anyone is monitoring the repeater before we go to bed. Hello, this is...
KPRN.
KE8RBN and Henry, seeing if anyone, you know, calling CQ, look, make a quick contact before we kind of go to bed. Again, this is...
KPRN and Henry.
This is KF8CFR. I hear you. I can't remember the call. I'm actually driving.
Hey, I got KF, I got, you know, part of the call sign there. Hey, thank you very much. I know you're driving. It's KERBN. This is Carl and my son Henry.
Hi. I got radio from 5 or 10.
So he's decided to use the radio for a little bit, so we're going to do this before movie time. So I appreciate you answering our call.
Oh, no problem. Hi, Henry. Hopefully you enjoy your movie. Yeah, I'm up in Bruce Township, just north of Romeo.
Taking 4ZYQ, this Henry and all of Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Oops, sorry, I think I stepped on you there. This is KE4ZYQ. Does Henry know Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck?
I like Goofy.
Alrighty, well, this is Joe in Clinton Township. Hey, Henry. I think Mickey Mouse is over here. I don't think Goofy is, but Mickey Mouse is.
Hi, yeah, Mickey. Hi.
And we can see if Donald Duck is here. Mickey just said hi. Donald Duck, he laughs a lot.
Hi, Donald.
KE4, is he like you?
Goofy. They're Goofy.
Well, I think Goofy just walked into the room. Hang on a minute. Let's see if Goofy ain't Goofy. Hey, what are you doing there? How you doing?
Hi, Goofy.
Okay, Henry,
yep,
hey,
I think we're all went back now. But KE4ZYQ, well, how old is it Henry? How old is he?
Wait.
Oops, I'm sorry. I think I stepped on Henry there, whatever. How old is Henry?
I can't see that number 3.
Well, we'll see if anybody else is out there wants to talk to you. KE4ZYQ, Joe, standing by.
Yeah, this is KF8CFR out of Bruce Township. I'm going to back on out here. I'm trying to arrive home. So you have a good evening, Henry, and watching the movies. And we'll catch you on the air later another time. 73.
KPRN, bye-bye.
Yeah, this is KE8RBN. So, Mama came down, and we're going to go do our movie here. And, hey, Henry, you want to say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Goofy.
Thanks, Goofy.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, this is KE8RBN.
KBRN.
73.
73.
Going clear.
Going clear.
Oh, very good, Henry. I'm talking to you, Henry. KE4ZYQ clear.
KCAEJT.
Thank you.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees.